We've been interested in using the odorant binding proteins and other hydrophobic ligand binding proteins to as a tool for obtaining signaling molecules in insects. We've been applying this to fire ants. So I'll tell you a little about how we've applied this to the odorant binding protein family in fire ants. I should say at the outset that these are not all involved in binding odors. This is a large family of hydrophobic ligand binding proteins, only some of which are involved in olfaction. Insect olfaction is something that occurs in the antenna. Here's the antenna of Solanopsis invicta, and along the last two segments of the antenna are large numbers of porous scintilla, and at the electron microscopy level you can see, if you look along the margin, there are actually a large number of pores that allow volatile substances to enter. So what we think is happening in olfaction in insects is that there's an olfactory receptor neuron which goes all the way through the scintilla, and the scintilla could contain large numbers of these. The ones in the previous picture, we've counted up to 25 different neurons in that single kind of scintillum, and it's bathed in a fluid called the scintillar lymph, and in a blow-up of this, the lymph is an aqueous barrier to volatile signaling molecules, which have to traverse this in order to get to the membrane of the olfactory receptor neuron, where the olfactory receptor protein that causes the signaling to occur exists. And so what has developed is that there are binding proteins that bind the volatile molecules at the air-water interface and carry them to the membrane surface. And it's still not clear exactly what's happening at this point, but through either the transfer of the ligand to the receptor or through the a conformational change in the binding protein that is sensed by the receptor, an ion channel is opened, and it's not clear whether it's sodium or calcium or both that are causing signaling. But this leads to a signaling at the synapse of the olfactory receptor neuron, leading to a signal to the brain. So because these binding proteins are in varying degrees specific for particular molecules, for pheromones they tend to be highly specific. For general odorants, they're less specific. But we thought we could use these as a way of capturing the actual signaling molecules. And we've been fortunate in our studies on ants that a couple of years ago, Wang and Keller published about 20,000 express sequence tag sequences for the fire ant. And so using bioinformatics methods, we were able to sort of troll through that. And we found a large number of these olfactory related signaling protein binding proteins. We found 14 chemosensory proteins, 11 members of the odorant binding protein family, and one lipocalin. So today I'm going to talk about these 11 odorant binding protein sequences that we found. And here they are. It's the requirement of a molecular biology talk to give a completely illegible sequence slide, so here it is. But the thing, what you can see is the pattern here of cysteine, something, 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 cysteine. And this is sort of characteristic of these proteins. Although, it turns out that there's also a sort of subfamily of this same family of proteins, and this has now actually been verified by X-ray crystallography that it is in the same family, in which one of the cysteines in this CXXXC sequence is missing. We do find one of those in the fire ant, and the other 10 are the sort of classical CXXXC sequences. Some of these are incomplete, and they may turn out to be sort of false sequences after all. They look like they might be. They're the ones that we call 10 and 11, and also 5. By the way, the numbering here is somewhat arbitrary. I've used the numbers. There are a number of these proteins that have been previously identified, and I've tried to use the same numbers that others have used, but there's no significance really to these numbers. The questions we'd like to ask are these proteins expressed in the antenna, and do they bind specific compounds? And in terms of expression in the antenna, we can do a variety of tests, and one thing we can do is actually compare this with sequences of known odor-binding proteins in other Hymenoptera. So here's a family tree that we generated using sequences from the fire ant and also from Apis mellifera and two parasitic wasp sequences. And it obviously looks fairly complicated. Fire ant sequences are highlighted in red. And the bootstrap values are listed here, and if you're an aficionado of phylogenetic trees, you'll probably not take anything seriously less than 90%. What that means is that if you do 100 different trees, 90 out of 100, you get the same branch. And so this is obviously a very strong branch, and it includes two Apis mellifera proteins. This one is expressed exclusively in brain and also in larvae and pupae. And this Apis mellifera protein, OBP1, is sometimes called ASP1, and this is also exclusively expressed in the antenna. So this looks like an obvious target for some kind of a pheromone binding protein. And I'll just highlight these two have been identified as a hemolymph protein that may or may not be involved in olfaction. We also see another very large, significant branch over here. These are all B proteins, and this is probably a sort of elaboration of this that's specific to the B and of not of general consequence. So the way that we approached looking at whether these are expressed in the antenna was to do a proteomic analysis. And we used a technique known as shotgun proteomics, where we just took the antennal juice and trypsinized it and ran it on a nano LC right into a mass spectrometer. And we were able to identify about 40 different proteins. And there are two interesting ones. There are two CSPs that we identified. There are also two OBPs, the OBP1, which is similar to Apis mellifera, and OBP9. And this is a protein that had been previously identified in the hemolymph, but never seen in the antenna before. And so it raises a question as to whether this protein GP9 might be involved in olfaction. So the Apis mellifera OBP1, exclusively expressed in the antenna, is in fact 59% identical to the fire ant OBP1, and the B version binds to the queen mandibular pheromone, several different components of it, and this is very important in a variety of behaviors in the bee colony, so that we're very interested to find out what the endogenous ligands are for OBP1, and that's next on our list of looking at the binding properties. GP9, the OBP, what we call OBP9, was previously found by Keller and Ross to be a protein that exists in two different alleles, and depending on whether it's homozygous for what they call big B or heterozygous, determines whether the nest organizes itself with single queens or multiple queens. And they also showed that the way that this gene determines the single or multiple queen phenotype is that heterozygous workers can distinguish a transferable odor cue on a homozygous queen, and they execute that queen. And that's how they keep the colony in its polygynous form. So we were curious to know if what the cue is that's being transferred. The protein is found in the hemolymph, so it may be carrying something to, for example, secretory gland, and then detected by a different protein in the antenna, or it may be detected by the worker's version in the antenna. So we used a technique that was developed by Paolo Pelosi for studying chemosensory proteins. This fluorescent dye, N-phenyl naphthalamine, undergoes a very dramatic change in its fluorescence when it binds to hydrophobic proteins. And so we were able to generate a binding curve. This is a apparent dissociation constant of 1 micromolar. And we hope to be able to use this binding by NPN to test the displacement of various endogenous ligands to see if they are able to bind tightly to GP9. And the thing that we're testing is various lipid components of the hemolymph. So we've developed a separation method for components of the hemolymph, and the fatty acids come in this region on a C18 column, and then esters and triglycerides come in this region. And so we're hoping to test all these components either in the fluorescent assay or in a pull-down assay that we've worked out to see what might of what GP9 might find to be tasty. So in conclusion, we've identified this family of putative odor and binding proteins. Two of these we have detected by proteomics to be expressed in the antenna at high levels, and the OBP1 we think must be a pheromone binding protein. And we also at least are able to leave open the possibility that GP9 is involved in olfaction. And we hope maybe next year we can tell you what the endogenous ligands are for these different components. And I'd like to thank the Texas Imported Fire Ant Research and Management Program and NIH for financial support.
We have time for a question or two.
Well, the approach that we're taking is sort of backwards from what people normally use. Normally, people look at the behavior first, and we're collecting the molecules, and then we're going to test the behavior. So behavior has to be tested, or there's no relevance for these molecules unless one does behavioral testing.
Thank you very much, Bob.